Doubt is a significant cause of restless nights. As your mind races with worries about work and relationships and other commitments that keep you from getting the shut-eye that you need. With each passing hour, you begin to worry that you won't be able to sleep until your troubles are resolved. You long for some assurance. You may feel helpless and desperate for God's sheltering arms, and you wouldn't be alone. In the book of 1 Samuel, it tells the story of Saul and how a tormenting spirit filled him with depression, fear, and insomnia. So some of his servants went to David and had him play soothing music from his harp so he would be well again and sleep. Tonight, will you let me be David for you? I don't play the harp, but we can spend a few hours together in uninterrupted prayer, Bible stories, soothing music, and scripture to help soothe your mind and spirit. So let's start the journey together, the journey to help you find serenity and get back to sleep. I'm Drew, and this is Encounter. First, allow your eyes to close without effort and listen as I pray over you. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with humble hearts, asking for your peace and protection over us as we rest tonight. As night falls and we drift off to sleep, we cast our cares upon you and thank you for the sweet rest that you provide. We pray that you would cover us with your peace and that our sleep would be free from fear, anxiety, and stress. Let us feel the warmth of your presence and the security of knowing that you are always with us. We thank you for your grace and mercy, and for your promises that you will never leave or forsake us. So as we go to sleep, we trust that you are still in control and that you will renew us in the morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you struggle with doubt? Well, the book of John is about assurance. And right now, with your eyes still closed, I want you to listen to this bedtime story that will bring you faith, trust, and reliance as you start to fall asleep. Once upon a time, Nicodemus was a respected religious leader, and he was very curious about Jesus and the things that he did. He decided to sneak out at night and meet with Jesus, hoping to find out more. When he arrived, Jesus welcomed him warmly and asked him why he had come. Nicodemus answered honestly, telling him he wanted to know more about Jesus and his teachings. Jesus smiled and said he was glad he had come. The two talked for hours about Jesus' teaching, and Nicodemus was amazed at what he heard. He asked many questions, wanting to understand more, and Jesus patiently answered each one. As the night went on, Nicodemus became increasingly tired, but he didn't want to end the conversation. But eventually, Jesus smiled and said, "Nicodemus, it's time for you to go home and rest. I will still be here when you return tomorrow." Nicodemus thanked Jesus for his time, feeling more enlightened than ever before. He went home and fell into a deep sleep, no doubt dreaming of Jesus and the things he had learned. I want you to imagine hiding in a dark corner of the garden court and listening to them talk. As Nicodemus turns to leave, you see Jesus turn to you. You can just make out his eyes and smile as the moon and stars lighten his face. He reaches out his hand to you and gestures for you to approach. Without hesitation, you walk into his arms and feel his embrace. You hear him whisper, "My child, believe in my name. You have the right to become a child of my Heavenly Father. You were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God." You nod yes. He wipes tears from your eyes. May this story bring peace to you and bless you with a restful night's sleep. Listen to this soothing music and soft sounds for the next few hours and float into a deep sleep as I read scripture over you from the book of John in the Amplified Version. Good night now, my friend. John 1:1, the deity of Jesus Christ. In the beginning, and before all time, was the Word, Christ. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God Himself. John 1:12. But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the right, the authority, and privilege to become children of God. That is, to those who believe in and adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name. John 1:14, the Word made flesh. And the Word, Christ, became flesh and lived among us. And we actually saw his glory, glory as belongs to the one and only begotten Son of the Father, the Son who is truly unique, the only one of his kind, who is full of grace and truth, absolutely free of deception. John 1:4. In him was life, and the power to bestow life, and the life was the light of men. John 1:5. The light shines on in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand it, or overpower it, or appropriate it, or absorb it, and it is unreceptive to it. John 1:9. There it was, the true light, the genuine, perfect, steadfast light, which, coming into the world, enlightens everyone. John 3:16. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave his one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:17. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge and condemn the world, that is, to initiate the final judgment of the world, but that the world might be saved through him. John 3:18. Whoever believes and has decided to trust in him as personal Savior and Lord is not judged. For this one, there is no judgment, no rejection, no condemnation. But the one who does not believe and has decided to reject him as personal Savior and Lord is judged already. Because he has not believed and trusted in the name of the one and only begotten Son of God, the one who is truly unique, the only one of his kind, the one who alone can save him. John 3:20. For every wrongdoer hates the light and does not come to the light, but shrinks from it, for fear that his sinful and worthless activities will be exposed and condemned. John 3:21. But whoever practices truth and does what is right morally, ethically, and spiritually comes to the light, so that his works may be plainly shown to be what they are, accomplished in God, divinely prompted, done with God's help in dependence on him. John 3:36. He who believes and trusts in the Son and accepts him as Savior has eternal life, that is, already possesses it. But he who does not believe the Son and chooses to reject him, disobeying him and denying him as Savior, will not see eternal life, but instead the wrath of God hangs over him continually. John 5:24. I assure you, and most solemnly say to you, the person who hears my word, the one who heeds my message, and believes and trusts in him who sent me, possesses now eternal life. That is, eternal life actually begins, the believer is transformed, and does not come into judgment and condemnation, but is passed over from death into life. John 6:35. Jesus replied to them, "I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me will never be hungry, and the one who believes in me as Savior will never be thirsty, for that one will be sustained spiritually." John 6:37. All that my Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will most certainly not cast out. I will never reject anyone who follows me. John 7:38. He who believes in me, who adheres to and trusts in and relies on me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being will flow continually rivers of living water. John 8:12. Jesus is the light of the world. Once more, Jesus addressed the crowd. He said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8:32. And you will know the truth regarding salvation, and the truth will set you free from the penalty of sin. John 10:10. The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life, and have it in abundance to the full, till it overflows. John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his own life for the sheep. John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in, adheres to, trusts in, and relies on me as Savior will live even if he dies. John 11:26. And everyone who lives and believes in me as Savior will never die. Do you believe this? John 12:13. They took branches of palm trees in homage to him as king and went out to meet him. And they began shouting and kept shouting, Hosanna! Blessed, celebrated, praised is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. John 13:14. So if I, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet as well. John 13:34.
Thank you.